His way on over. Here he comes. Had a phone conversation with Tony earlier. And
look at the Tony with the EC. I'm having to readjust my sight lines here a little bit. So.
Well, that's sharp. I like that right there. How do I get one of those Panther quarter zips? That's nice. That's nice right there. Well, hey, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. Coach Tony Budka from Elyria Catholic joining us here at the table. Coach, thank you again very much for stopping down. We appreciate the time. How'd the summer go for you and the guys, and how's excitement building for the season ahead?
Things are going okay for us. This is my first year at EC. I didn't know they didn't have a program the last couple years. So it's just by talking with Sean Bennett and seeing something on the Lorain County football site that Mr. Piazza was looking for a wrestling coach for the last 3 years. If I knew that, I'd have been jumped at that a long time ago. As you can see, all the gray, though. Yeah. I thought I was retired. But I decided to say, hey, you know, you need somebody, I'm there.
There you go.
That's my sport. I love the sport of wrestling. I like to give back to the kids. So I didn't have really enough for the summer to do something.
Sure,
with
yeah.
Kids, obviously, because I didn't know none of these
right,
kids.
Right.
So it's a new experience for me because I've been at Clearview first. My first 11 years as an assistant, then I was a head coach there, and then Vermillion. You know, I was a head coach there for 7 years.
Okay.
Back in my alma mater, you know, where my son was. And then to build a program now, you're coming back to a program that hasn't been there for 3 years, and you're building it from the ground up.
Talk to us about that, Tony. You're going cold. I mean, it's not like the cupboard's empty.
It's definitely cold.
The cupboard's empty, and as a matter of fact, you probably had to talk to Craig Peters about where the mats are rolled up at some point in time.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you start pulling them out of the hallways? You're not teaching in the building.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's a great thing. I've always talked to football coaches and said, you don't understand how wrestling and football come hand in hand together. You guys have got to get your football players out. I've never had a football coach come up to me and says, hey, if they're not playing basketball or doing something else, they're gonna play for me. They're gonna wrestle for you. And I'm like, oh, I love you already. You know, you're gonna win state, I promise. Yeah. And Tony don't go on the cold. But Tony was watching them the last few weeks, you know, yeah. So I was hoping they'd make it. But we can't say enough about Coach Fox. I mean, he's done a nice job over there at EC, you know,
yeah.
For the football program. But we did get a couple kids of them. You know, I really don't know a lot of the kids. I'm just learning some new ones and learning the kids' names and stuff. But it's like building a house. It's like I told the kids, you're building with foundation. We're laying right now. We're laying the concrete down. Now we're going to start building on the walls, you know, and start building a house, you know. That's how I laid it out to the kids.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do.
Talk to us about who some of them are, Tony. Tell us who's out. Who do you have out for wrestling? And
well, I haven't. I'm trying to think of a couple of the kids' names off top.
I'm going to see you in 2 weeks, so I know you come over to Cuyahoga Heights. So we're going to see you.
Oh, they're. Well, we're going to be at the Cobos too. So, you know, you're going to Cobos? I said, well, yeah, I'm going to go to Cobos. Why not? I mean, you got to start them, you know.
Got to start them sometime.
Get them in there.
Right.
That's the only way they're going to learn experience, but. You know, we got a couple kids that are doing very well for me. I've got his name's Christian Saltis is one. I've got a kid named by Jonathan Norwood that's come over from Elyria. He's a pretty good wrestler, obviously. And then I got Nico Torres and a couple others. But you know, like I said, we're small. We have 11 kids out.
Okay.
Which I thought I'd have a little bit more. I was hoping because the way the AD and everybody was saying, after football, you're going to get 30 kids. I'm telling you. But it didn't happen. But
not quite,
okay.
Huh?
It's okay, you know. But today, they're learning. That's the thing with this program is that I've never had a chance to do is this. Is watch kids improve. I mean, well, obviously, we've always, as coaches, we've always watched our kids improve. But the one thing I say to these kids, all I want from you is improvement every day. Help build that foundation.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
And like I said, this is new to me. I'm used to coming into a program and, okay, I got 30 kids out or I got 25 kids out battling and for wrestle-offs. Then I got a bitty program. I get to start. You know? Well, now now I got to try to figure out.
Fresh start.
With, for the young kids now, like, go. I need to go to St. Jude's. I need to go over here and see if we can find, maybe start a CYO program, or maybe start a club program that we can go to junior high tournaments. So I'm trying different things in my head to sort of see what I can do to help build this program up.
Talk to me about how exciting the potential is. You know, EC had great programs. Mark McGuire did a great job as the head coach. Yeah. John McNulty had top 10 teams. Eric's brother Scotty wrestled for John. Some great teams. I got to help John a little bit over there. Yeah, you saw those teams, Tony.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you know the history over there.
Oh, yes,
how exciting, what kind of feeling does that give you to say if you can get something going to maybe feed off of that history a little bit?
It's very exciting for me. I mean, especially with John McNulty being over there. I mean, I was over at Clearview, and when John McNulty was there, and then when Scotty was there, you know, Scott Burnett was wrestling for him, you know. And we used to go over there and wrestle in the tournaments, and I look at Scotty and I said, now, Scotty, I got a guy that you're wrestling. And I'll never forget this one gentleman that wrestled for us, wrestled Scotty, and he came down hard on the back of Scott. Said, and Scotty looked at me and goes, like that, and gave me this look.
Yeah.
No. And it was all over with the shout. But to fall in their footsteps is a hard thing to follow because that's great company to be in, you know. It's like for me, being at Vermillion years ago where Paul Bunky was there.
Sure.
All right. Look, all the state qualifiers, the state places, state champs he's had. You know, you try to follow in them footsteps, you know. That'd be like trying to follow in his footsteps, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and Eric's. And, you know, there's nobody that's going to be able to follow in those footsteps. But the only thing I can hope for is I can do them proud. And make him proud.
Good stuff. I just had breakfast with John last Sunday, Saturday. Oh, got him out of the house for a little bit.
I hope he's doing good.
He is. He's hanging in there.
Good.
Hey, Coach, my last one here for you, and kind of just circling back to the kids, and I know, again, we talked about the cover being a bit bare and building this thing from the ground up. Have you told the kids to any level, you know, that there's a sense of having to grow a little bit more on their own time in a sense, right? There's only so much, I'm sure, you know, there's only so many hours a day you get with them, so many minutes, so many things you can tell them with your time. Is there a sense of, hey, you got to kind of go out and learn some of these things on your own time? You know, is there any of that going on?
Yes, okay. Actually, there is. The one thing I do is I give a calendar out at the beginning of the year. And I always tell the parents, it's from this time to this time. But at the very end of the bottom of the calendar, I said, please read this. Just because I'm ending at 5:30 or 6 doesn't mean I'm ending at 5:30 or 6. So be prepared. You might sit for a half hour or an hour. But I tell the kids, I said, you know, you got to go out and run. You got to go out and jog. You got to go out and do the things you got to do. Watch some college matches. If we're not wrestling that weekend, go watch the schools like Elyria. Go watch the schools like, you know, like Bill Waters, like Wellington.
Yeah.
You know, me and Bill's been friends for years, you know. Love them to death. And, God, they got a great program. I said, go watch if we're not wrestling. I said, if you see a team that you feel is going to do good, even if they're not, go watch everybody you can. I said, get up there, watch Penn State, watch Ohio State, you know, watch Iowa, see the way they do things, you know. I said, so you can learn some things to see where, first of all, how hard they wrestle. And the things that, you know, like for us, as coaches, you know, mental toughness is one of the biggest things and the hardest thing to get across to a high school kid, especially a new kid that's never been out in our school.
Sure.
So to work on the mental toughness. And when they watch a college wrestling match or a high school wrestling match, the top-tier kids, then they sit there and go, oh, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Toughness.
Well, it's eye-opening because when you don't have that experience, if you haven't seen it before, you just don't know as a kid. And it is easy to kind of just, you know, get down on yourself. Well, I can't do this or I can't do that or I just lost that match and I stink or this, that, or the other. And you can't – I mean, you can't do that. Once you do that, you've beaten yourself already. You got to keep that confidence up.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. You know, and it's hard. I mean, and I told these kids, and to be honest, I told the kids, I said, look, we're going to a tournament that's always been told, you know, that you know that's always tough. You know, they used to have 16 teams, but it is what it is. But it's always been a tough tournament, no matter any time we go to Cobos.
Yeah.
And I said, then the following week, we used to go to Bellevue, but we're going to Cuyahoga Heights. But we also are we're going to Waterloo, where Bill Waters is going to, where I'll call it like a mini D3 state tournament.
Well, you get to see Wayne Deal over at our place, so.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Thank goodness. So it's like I told him, I said, when you get, you're going to see some competition that you've never seen before in your life. You're going to sit there and go, what happened? You know? And I says, and I'm going to sit there and look at you and just kind of smile and say,
yeah.
What did you learn?
Yep. There you go.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me what you learned from this, you know? And it's always a learning experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they can learn, you know, from what we show them on tape and, you know, I'm not on that tape, you know, the iPad stuff, and, you know, and you look at them and you show them, go, hey, what did you learn from this? What do you think you could have done different? You know? That's my big thing, is try to make them better each week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like any coach, but, you know, like I said, building from the ground floor is it's tough.
Yeah, certainly. It is a learning process.
Well, we're excited for you, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know,
you like got I said, it, Coach.
Been in, coming out of retirement.
We'll treat you well when you come to Cogga Heights. I promise you, Tony.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. We appreciate your time.
You guys have a good night.
You as well, Coach. There he goes, Coach Tony Budka from Elyria Catholic.